I'm Jeffrey Hess in Jackson, Mississippi, which is one of the 34 states letting the federal government take the lead in establishing a health insurance exchange. Heavy web traffic and software problems have made it nearly impossible to use the new website since it opened last week.
Why I keep trying is because this is something we need.
After a week of trying, 29-year-old hotel desk clerk Meredith Stark became one of the few who managed to sign up. With a household income just over $20,000, she was able to get subsidized health insurance for herself and her husband for $60 a month.
I feel really lucky. I mean, I invested a cell phone bill. Like Obama said, invested a cell phone bill.
Stark says she has a chronic blood condition and has been skipping medication for 3 years while uninsured because of its cost. So for her, it was worth the wait. But others had more trouble. I sat down with 25-year-old Robbie Gowdy, an uninsured bartender in Jackson, Mississippi, as he tried to sign up.
Individuals and families apply now.
He wants to enroll, but when he attempts to use the site, he gets repeated error messages, redundant requests for information, and long waits.
Okay, so I guess they're just trying to make sure that I'm not a robot trying to get health insurance.
We apologize for the delay. We are experiencing higher than normal wait times.
After an hour of trying and running into errors and dead ends, Gowdy calls it quits.
Usually when you have to jump through this many hoops, you're at least going to have cable at the end of it.
He's going to keep trying, and officials need healthy young people like him to be persistent for the law to work.
We got a little bit of the way. It wasn't a complete and total failure. I did get an account created in the marketplace, so that door is open for coming back later when the site is up and running more fluidly to see what kind of health coverage I'm able to get.
The website is the main way for roughly 275,000 uninsured Mississippians who are eligible to find health insurance coverage. For NPR News, I'm Jeffrey Hess.
Jeffrey Hess and Sarah Varney come to us as part of a partnership with NPR, local member stations, and Kaiser Health News.